Like, how do you think TJ's been going the last few weeks, and what do you expect of him on Sunday?
I think he's been unbelievable. I mean, he's really been impressive since he got here, you know, after the draft coming in. You know, picked the offense up pretty quickly and, you know, was able to really excel in every aspect. I mean, obviously he runs the ball good, but he's good out of the backfield. He's good in protection. You know, so I think, you know, he'll only continue to grow and get better, and it's fun and exciting to watch for him.
From what you guys have seen from San Diego, they've had some difficulty stopping explosive runs. Is that something that you guys feel like maybe TJ can get?
Yeah. You know, it's definitely something that shows up when you watch the tape. You know, guys busting big runs. So, you know, I think, you know, it'll be up to the offensive line and the backs. Obviously, everybody's involved in that, receivers as well, in the run game and creating those explosives. And, you know, Doug talked about it this morning, you know, finishing kind of on the edge, you know, receivers and stuff out wide, you know, kind of getting an extra block and being able to spring TJ or Toby or Denard or whoever.
Aside from the fact that he's 6'3 and can jump out of the gym, what is it about Allen Robinson that has made him so successful this year? Other things that he's known about?
Yeah, you know, I mean, those are, being 6'3 and able to jump helps a lot, but, you know, I think, you know, I think his confidence, I think it's continued to grow. I think he's gotten more confident by the day, by the practice, by the catch. And I think it'll only continue to grow because he has, you know, really the ability and physical tools to do whatever he wants to do. So I think, you know, and he's got an unbelievable head on his shoulders, you know, very level-headed and humble for the success he's had. And you know, he only wants to continue that success and continue to help this team, you know, be successful.
You guys are, go ahead. Is he pretty quiet kid normally around you guys?
Yeah, you know, I think he is. You know, he's a guy that the more you get to know him, the more he opens up to you. And I mean, it's really, that's an unbelievable room, the wide receiver room in general. They're all really good guys, really good teammates, and kind of feed off of each other.
Kids have gotten better in statistical categories all season long. Is the red zone just that next place to focus on? And from your study, what do you think has to happen?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think it's just execution. I think we got to continue to, you know, kind of pay attention to the details, you know, which was kind of, you know, what we talked about earlier in the year. So I think continuing to do that. But I mean, I think we've shown the potential. We've shown success in the red zone. So I think we got to be able to, you know, find ways to make it consistent.
It looks with Robinson and Julius like you've got, you know, a team built to score.
Yeah. I mean, all the pieces are definitely in place. So, you know, it's now about the execution for sure.
Games in a row, you get to 4-6. Do you at all pay more attention on Sunday? Did you glance to see how the other teams were doing in your division, or?
You know, I think everybody, I think, realizes the big picture of things, and you always pay attention to teams in your division. You know, whether it's happened or not, you just kind of, you know, whenever you see, you know, Tennessee, Houston, and Indy, you know, you kind of just double take and see how they're doing because you know that they're in our division. But we're not worried about it and what's going on outside of this building. You know, we'll take care of, you know, everything that's in front of us.
A year ago, Hearns was just another undrafted free agent. Did he catch your eye right away, or did it like take time?
Yeah, you know, I remember thinking to myself, it was after one of the first OTAs. It was like, I was just kind of like, how did this guy not get drafted? You know, he's unbelievable. He does everything really well. He's a high character guy, a hard worker, obviously, you know, tough as nails. So it was kind of, it was impressive from, you know, the time I saw him.
So right from the beginning, if you see that, this
yeah,
guy has
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Rivers really isn't. As you look at him, do you marvel at what kind of career he's had, and he is the ultimate franchise quarterback?
Right. Yeah. I mean, he's definitely in that category of, you know, the older veteran quarterbacks that have been elite for a long time. You know, it's been impressive everything he's done over his career. You know, there's definitely a lot of things that he's done very well and a lot of things to learn from. So I mean, yeah, he is, you know, in that elite category, I believe.
Got four game-winning drives. I think the completion percentage in the fourth quarter isn't spectacular. Can you reconcile those two things?
Right.
How does that happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think as long as, you know, I guess things are successful, I don't think the completion percentage is as important. I don't know, because, I mean, the numbers all kind of correlate to something, right? But I guess if we weren't scoring or struggling a little bit, then the completion percentage would be something to worry about. I mean, you always want to complete as many balls as possible. I'm not really sure.
I mean, people say use that term gamer, but is that something you think might apply?
Yeah, you know, I think just being able to play situational football. You know, I think a lot of that stuff could be to throwaways and different things rather than trying to make a play and waste time. Or sack, just getting rid of it. So I think trying to be smart with the football and kind of playing situational football.
How
How good is the receiver depth becoming with Walters and Green now healthy again and Marquise coming back?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, everybody's healthy. They're all ready to go, and you know, I think it's the first time in a while that everybody's you know, been 100%. So it's exciting. You know, obviously Marquise and Rashad coming back. You know, Brian's been awesome for us all year long. So I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing this group kind of at full speed.
You were pretty aware of Hearn's touchdown streak, or did you pay attention?
I was. Was seven games in a row with a touchdown. So yeah, I mean, that was kind of unfortunate. We couldn't continue that. You know, definitely want that for him, but it didn't work out.
You were pretty open on NFL Network the other night about needing to reduce the turnovers. I know it's something you're always thinking about. Is it, are you thinking about it more now, or is that just always something that you're...
Yeah, you know, I think as a quarterback, it's something you always got to kind of be conscious of. And then obviously, as a quarterback that's turned the ball over, you know, you want to have kind of a mindset about protecting the ball and being careful with it, but you don't want to overthink it and stop taking shots and stuff. So, you know, I think, you know, the way I go about it is I don't want to turn the ball over, but it's going to happen. It's inevitable. It's part of the game and part of playing the position. So I think more than anything, it's being able to kind of quickly recover and move past it and not do it again.
Prefer Audrick's sack dance or Branch?
I think Audrick's is better. Pee Wee Herman, it's just awesome.
As far as your first start was against these guys last year in San Diego, what do you remember about that day? What stands out a year plus later?
Yeah, it was exciting. Obviously, the first time you get to start in the NFL, it's always definitely a special moment. But I mean, besides that, I remember Weddle picking me off twice, and that's about it. So I'll try not to let that happen again.
You and Clay Harper, though, had some big plays.
Yeah, Clay had some big plays. I think Nick Jacobs had a touchdown. He had just gotten here that week, and I think ended up scoring in that game. So it was good for him. So hopefully we can try and change the outcome from last year. I think a long ways. I think a lot of things have changed. I think, you know, a lot of it's a tribute to Greg Olsen and Nathaniel Hackett. They've done an unbelievable job, I think, with this offense and teaching it and kind of allowing us to grow and develop into it.
How do you view a team like San Diego where they were supposed to be good, they haven't been?
Right.
You know, judging, we've got to worry about off something put it together, or how do you...
You know, I think a team like that, and obviously, you know, with a quarterback like Phillip Rivers on your team, they're always going to be a contender, and they're always going to be, you know, they can be in any game at any moment. So, you know, we're going to have to play our best and do everything as well as we can, you know, because I think despite their record, they are a talented, good football team that is very capable of being successful.
So when you got a quarterback like Rivers, you always have to give more respect to the team or the young quarterback.
Right. Yeah, you know, I think you got to respect them all. But I think definitely with a team with, you know, a guy like that playing quarterback who's, you know, been successful and elite for so long.